It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
Nothing to awaken. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. And this is a wonderful day. We're going to pray today. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So we're going to be praying today. We have a number of things we're going to be praying about. I would like for you to join us on April 9th, 10th, and 11th here in Austin, Texas, for our prayer leaders gathering. And if you're a prayer leader, want to be a prayer leader, or you just have a passion to pray, you'd like to come out and pray with us, and it will be an exciting time. It'll be April 9th, 10th, and 11th. That'll be Thursday evening through Saturday noon. So it's going to be a great day today as we pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We've had a wonderful week in Concord, California. Leland and I, along with Todd and Cindy Mooring, have been there ministering. It's been a great time at New Hope Church in Concord, California. Father, we just pray for today, the prayer service today. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio. We just thank you for the opportunity to pray, because we know that we are a force in the earth when we pray. And I would like to talk to you for just a moment about our 1,000 prayer centers in America. And if you would like to be a prayer leader in America and have a prayer center, then you can just go to 1,000 Prayer Centers on our website at bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. Go to the 1,000 Prayer Centers and click on that. And there is an application that you can fill out. And maybe you already have a prayer meeting going every week. And the only thing we're asking is that you have a prayer meeting once, a prayer service, a prayer gathering once a week, and that you pray over the list that we send you out each Monday. And so we have people in churches already gathering. It could be a public prayer meeting at a church or a place where you can announce, or it could be a private meeting. It could be in your neighborhood, in your home, and inviting your neighbors, maybe your family members, your friends. But anyhow, it may be an apartment building, could be in your business, but we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers. And because we believe there is still hope for America, but we know that revival will come, another spiritual awakening will come in response to our prayers. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'm going to hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So we are so very, very thankful for that. So we're going to be praying today for individual needs as well as our nation, because we believe that if two or three gathered together in my name, or if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So I want to welcome churches all across America, as well as cities all across America that are praying with us today. And I'm so thankful to have your city. We have about 700 cities that are praying with us, almost 1,000 churches. And you can sign up by going to letspray.com. Letspray.com. So we want to welcome Auburn, California today that is praying with us, as well as Ontario, California. Want to welcome Boca Raton, Florida, and Clewiston, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, praying with us today, as well as Athens, Georgia, and Carbondale, Illinois. Want to welcome New Orleans, Louisiana, Pineville, Louisiana, Brighton, Michigan, as well as Kansas City, Missouri, Omaha, Nebraska, Farmington, New Mexico, Laurinburg, North Carolina, and Springfield, Ohio, Dell City, Oklahoma, Duncan, Oklahoma, Hinton, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Norman, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Florence, South Carolina, Boiling Springs, South Carolina, praying with us, Canyon, Texas, as well as Crosbyton, Texas, Garland, Texas, and Rosenberg, Texas, Wethersfield, Vermont, praying with us, Chesapeake, Virginia, Ordinary, Virginia, as well as Marshfield, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today here on BPN as we pray together for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Revival in America, another spiritual awakening. So we believe that there's still hope for America. And we are praying today for this awakening. Would you join me right now? Father, we just pray for another spiritual awakening in America. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and that you would minister to us. We pray, Lord, for cities across America that are joining us. And may we pray for our city. May we weep over our city as Jesus wept over his city in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we believe that there's still hope for our land. We believe that there is still hope for our nation. Here's Martin Smith. He's going to sing about it. We believe.
Is it true that God can save a nation? Well, is it true? I must believe it. Is it true that God can break a nation? Yes, it's true. And I feel it, I feel, I feel it. Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ the risen one. Hey! Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing of Jesus Christ the saving one. And we can see that you're just moving a mighty river through the nation. And young and old will turn to Jesus.
Father, we pray for our nation today. We know there's hope for America, and we set ourselves in agreement for revival in this nation, another spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. Lord, we need you today. We need you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we just, Lord, issue a call to pray today. We issue a call for people to pray, for individuals to pray, for families to pray, for churches to pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because we know when we pray, there comes an answer. And so we set ourselves in agreement. It's not too late. It's past 11 o'clock, I believe, on your timetable. But it's not too late. So we pray in Jesus' name for another spiritual awakening in our nation. In Jesus' name. We pray for revival in our families. We pray for revival in our church. We pray in Jesus' name that you would come and minister to our land in the name of Jesus. Well, you're listening to BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here on this Friday, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I appreciate you joining me, setting yourselves in agreement with me, because I believe that we are making a difference. And we're going to pray today. We're going to intercede over our nation, our land. There is so much happening. There's so much taking place everywhere. We see chaos and confusion and fear and apprehension. And I don't need to rehearse those things today, except to know that we are living in the end times. We are living in the last days, I believe, that Jesus taught about. I believe that Jesus is coming soon. I believe, somebody said, well, how soon is he coming? I believe that he could come at any time, at any moment. And he's coming for those that are prepared for his return, those who are looking for him, those who have come to know him as their personal Savior and Lord. And so we believe that Jesus is coming soon. We need to prepare for his soon return. And you say, well, is there going to be revival after his return? There's going to be tremendous revival. And so I just know that as we pray, that we're making a difference today. So Father, we just agree in Jesus' name for the body of Christ. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will awaken the church. You will awaken the church in America to pray and to seek your face. We call for a national cleansing. We call for a national repentance. We call for your help today in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Father, I pray that you would help us to prepare for your return, knowing that you are coming, that you're coming for a pure bride, those that are ready, those who are prepared, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Come and heal our nation, Lord. Come and heal our land, I pray. In the name of Jesus, would you help me pray? Come and heal our land, Lord, because we need you today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's coming after a pure bride. See you. It's good to have you listening here on BPN Radio on this Friday. Dale Gentry here, and your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. At this time or any time, you can pray with us. We want to welcome people all across America and around the world that are praying with us here on BPN Radio. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com, and there is a place that you can click on for your prayer request, and we'll send those prayer requests to Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, and she will send those to our prayer team. We'll be praying with you for the next several days, because we believe that when we pray, something happens. We do believe that God does answer prayer. So send in your prayer request, if you will, and we will be praying for you. And speaking of prayer requests, we have a few prayer requests that we want to pray for right now here on BPN Radio. And let's pray today for Dale and Linda. Dale and Linda, they sent in the following prayer request. Their son, Brody, age 2, has been bitten by a large rattlesnake a few days ago. He's been airlifted to a special hospital in Louisiana where the doctors have placed him in a coma. And we need to pray for little Brody, bitten by a large rattlesnake. Father, in Jesus' name, I set myself in agreement with those who are listening at this very moment to BPN Radio as we pray for Brody in the state of Louisiana. We ask, Lord, that you heal him and touch him right there in that hospital in Louisiana. In Jesus' name, we believe you in the name of the Lord. Here's a prayer request that was sent in by a man. We don't have a name, but he said, I'm in a season of suffering, misunderstanding, because I don't know where he wants me to be, what he wants me to do. And so we're just going to pray for this man right now. There's so many of you probably just like that. You're not sure exactly where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing. But we pray for you in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you minister to this man that has sent in this request. We pray for guidance. We pray for direction for his life. Here's another man by the name of Alex, who also he's asking for direction for his life. So we pray for Alex. Direction will come in Jesus' name. Fred wrote this request. He said, I'm believing for a full-time job and a financial breakthrough. Father, we pray for Fred that you would give him a full-time job. And we pray for those that are out of work right now. They need a job, or maybe they need a better job to support their family. Maybe they have suddenly been terminated or laid off, or their hours have been cut back so that they do not have enough money. They do not have enough income to support their families. We know there's no pressure like financial pressure. And we pray for these people right now, including Fred, that needs a job or needs a better job. In Jesus' name. Laura wrote, first of all, Jackie also said pray for her finances. We pray for Jackie's finances. And so many, many people out there that are having financial difficulties, we pray in Jesus' name for a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Laura wrote this following request. She said that she needs healing from high blood pressure and her sugar level. And so we just pray right now for provision for Laura. We pray in Jesus' name for healing for Laura. In the name of Jesus, we just pray for those today that are listening to this broadcast. We pray for divine healing, health, wholeness, and wellness in Jesus' name. For those of you that need healing, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, for divine healing. We pray for Ray, who needs healing. We pray for Arena, who is our engineer here at BPN Radio, who has cancer and needs healing. We pray for Arena in Jesus' name. We pray for Linda that needs healing. We pray in the name of Jesus for Marie that needs healing. We pray, oh God, for Carol that needs healing, and Gary that needs healing, and Christine that needs healing, and Carol that needs healing, and Janet and Jason that need healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for people out there that need healing. We set ourselves in agreement today. I pray for my prayer partner, Bob Schaefer, healing for Bob Schaefer in Jesus' name. We pray for Joy. We pray for many others that's on our prayer list that need healing in Jesus' name. My pastor said there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. And so many times when everything seems to be going well and we don't need healing, it's quite easy to forget those who are going through difficult times or difficult situations. So we pray for your healing right now. And we just need to spend a few moments just praying for those that need healing in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, would you just pause for just a few moments and let's just pray right now. Maybe you need healing. If you need healing, just say, Lord, I'm receiving my healing at this very moment. If you need healing today, here's Brian and Kristen Ming. They're singing about the healing waters. And as they sing, would you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit today here on BPN Radio? He sent his word and healed them, delivered them from their destructions. So let's believe right now, as they minister, that the Holy Spirit is going to reach out and minister to us.
Let you
Lord, we just pray today. We just pray today in Jesus' name for those that need healing in their body, in their mind, in their emotions. We pray for those that need physical healings in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. By your stripes we were healed. And by your stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would you pray with me right now for, I mentioned earlier, but I have three of my team members that need healing. And if you could just pray for these three ladies, that would be great. Irina, who is our engineer in Moldova, the Republic of Moldova, which is near Russia. And would you pray for, help me pray for Irina. Would you help me pray for Linda Meeks, who's my personal assistant, who needs healing? And also for Linda Ragland, who's a part of our ministry team. And I would be thankful if you just call these names in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we agree for Irina, who has cancer. Linda Ragland has been diagnosed with cancer. We pray for their healing. We pray for Linda Meeks, my personal assistant. Lord, that you would heal her in Jesus' name. And I pray, I continue to set myself in agreement. I just discern that people are being healed today that are listening to BPN Radio, that are listening to this broadcast. So just help me agree for these people. And I set myself in agreement with you right now for the healing power of the Lord Jesus to flow through your body here on this Friday broadcast on BPN. Pray today in Jesus' name for those of you that are going through a very difficult time. It may be that you're not sure about your relationship with God. It may be that you've gone through a very hurtful time, a very stressful time in your life. It may be that you have lost your way. I just come to tell you that Jesus loves you today. He really, really loves you. And you need to know that he loves you. He really loves you. And I just declare healing and restoration over those hurts or wounds or pain, mental anguish, anxiety, fear that maybe you've gone through. So I just ask God by the Holy Spirit to minister to you right now. Would you just receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit? Pray today that the Lord would set up divine appointments and divine connections for your life. Very, very important. Divine appointments and divine connections. And somebody is waiting to help you. Somebody is waiting to open the door that you cannot open yourself. And none of us can make it without partners. So every day I get up and I pray for divine appointments and divine connections. So I just pray for you right now that God will give you and set up for you divine appointments and divine connections. Somebody that will help you. Somebody that will open a door for you. Somebody that will come. Because I believe that with every assignment, all of us must have partners. And I pray for you right now that God will give you partners to help you fulfill the destiny, the God assignments that he's placed in your life. Would you just receive the ministry today of the Holy Spirit? I pray today for new beginnings. You know, some people just say, well, I wish I could get a new start. I just sense in my spirit today as I pray here on BPN Radio that God is setting up a new season for some of you. He said, remember, I was reading today, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, I'm going to do a new thing. And I believe that this is a day of new beginnings for some of you that maybe have gone through a divorce and you're going to get remarried. Maybe for some of you that your marriage seems to be on the rocks and maybe love has died and so many things have happened. I just pray for new beginnings. I pray for those of you that are in business and it seems like the business has gone under or it's in the process of going under. I pray that God will give you new beginnings. I pray that God would prosper you as a business person. I pray that God would prosper you in the marketplace so that you can help finance the end time harvest. New beginnings. In Jesus' name, new beginnings in your ministry. I pray for pastors that may be out of the ministry and somewhere along the line you lost your momentum or you turned aside or you became discouraged. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying today, new beginnings for those that have been pastoring or those that have had some type of fivefold ministry. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can we just pray? Can we just pray today as Jesus taught us to pray? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, we hallow your name today. We come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, and we hallow your name. Your name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. Your name is Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. Your name is Jehovah Shammah, our presence. Your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Your name is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Your name is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Your name is Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, our guide. Your name is Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our rear guard. And we just hallow your name. And we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Would you just take a few moments here on BPN Radio as you listen to this broadcast here on this Friday, just to say, Lord, your will be done in my life, in my family, in my business, on my job. Just take a few moments to pray, the will of God be done. Lord, I just set myself in agreement with people that are praying the will of God be done in their lives, in their family, on their job, in their business. The will of God be done in their lives. In Jesus' name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray today, give us this day our daily bread. Why don't you just tell God what you need today? What do you need today? I like to get up each morning and say, today I have favor with God and men. Favor with God and men. Favor with God and man. And so I just pray for favor today. Would you pray that God would give you favor today? And whatever you need, money to pay that bill, money to pay the rent, money to pay the lease, money to pay the mortgage, money to buy some food. Whatever you need today, healing, restoration, whatever it may be, why don't you just pray right now? Lord, here's what I need today. I'm not talking about tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. I'm talking about today. He said, when you pray, say, give me this day my daily bread. So tell God what you need right now. Jesus said, when you pray, say, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So why don't we pray the hedge of protection about our lives today, putting on our helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. So Father, we just pray your hedge of protection about us and our families throughout this day and night and morning. We ask God that you assign guardian angels to encamp around about us. Keep us from all harm. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every voice that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, our family, our job, our business, our church, our city. We just pray the hedge of protection today. And we pray today in Jesus' name that you'll forgive us of our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Whatever may be on our lives today that is not pleasing or acceptable in your sight, forgive us, we pray. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. And who shall ascend to the holy place? Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, to the holy place. And so, this is a wonderful time right now to ask forgiveness of your sins, whatever may be upon your life that is not pleasing or acceptable to him. Just take a few moments, if you will, and just spend some time with the Lord, getting things right with God today. Father God, we not only repent of our sins, but we repent for the sins of our nation. Daniel said, while I was praying, repenting for my sins and the sins of my people. And so, Father, today we stand in the gap. We make up the hedge, repenting for the sins of our nation, for the greed, for the idolatry, for losing our way, calling good evil and evil good. For the 60 million babies that have been aborted in this nation, for our perversion, for our immorality, we have lost our moral compass, and we repent of the moral sins of our nation, for the immorality that is going on in our land. We repent for making pleasure an idol in this land. We repent for our prayerlessness. We repent for taking prayer out of our schools. We repent for taking the Ten Commandments off of the wall. We repent for our pride, our haughtiness. We repent today for taking Jesus, taking your name, Lord, out of the marketplace. We repent for not standing with Israel as we should have. We repent today, O God, for our carelessness and our waywardness and our ungratefulness and our unthankfulness, for our complaining and bickering. In Jesus' name, we repent on behalf of our nation in the name of the Lord. We just take some time to repent on behalf of this nation, crying out for mercy, mercy for America. Lord, we need you today. Our nation needs you. We need you. And we pray, we conclude today the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, by saying, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever." We acknowledge you, God, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And we declare that one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. In the name of Jesus, we declare that you are Lord over our city and you are Lord over our nation. And we are so thankful, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And we give you praise and thanksgiving. We are so thankful today. Would you just express some thanksgiving right now? Thankful, 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 thankful. Are you thankful? Just take a few moments just to express your gratitude to God this morning, this afternoon, whatever time you're listening to BPN Radio. And would you set yourself in agreement with me that God will give us here at Breakout Prayer Network, that he would give us 1 million people to pray with us for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. 1 million people. Father, I agree with these people that are praying with me today on this Friday for 1 million people to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And this broadcast is calling America to pray, calling America to seek your face, not your hand, but your face. And would you agree with me today for 1,000 prayer centers led by 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in America? Would you agree with me today? Father, in Jesus' name, I set myself in agreement with those that are praying with me today for 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that prayer leaders will go to our website, bpnradio.com, go down to the 1,000 prayer centers and fill out an application. Say, "I want to be a part of the 1,000 prayer centers in America." Thank you, Lord, for giving us 1,000 prayer centers, in Jesus' name. And I'm asking you to consider sowing a seed into Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. And this broadcast is sponsored by the loyal listeners of this broadcast. If you'd like to make a donation, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button, and you can use your debit card. You can use your PayPal. You can write a check. And so you can make a donation. I'm asking you right now just to pray and ask the Holy Spirit what he would have you to invest in this ministry, what he would have you to invest. It takes finances to get it done. We don't have anything to sell. We just give everything away. We don't have any gimmicks. We don't have any merchandising. We don't have any holy water to sell. We don't have any anything from the Dead Sea to give you. We just pray right now that you will ask the Holy Spirit what he would have you to give. And speaking of our resources, our products, it's all free. And our books are free. And our prayer series are free. Just go to letsprayamerica.com. Letspreyamerica.com, or you can go to DaleGentry.com, and you can click on resources, and everything that we have there is free. You can download it, record it, duplicate it, whatever you want to do. We just want to be a blessing here on BPN Radio. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. I would like to remind you that we're having a prayer gathering in Austin, Texas, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And we invite you to come and be a part of that. You just go to the prayer gathering, prayer leaders gathering on our website, bpnradio.com, and the registration is free, but you must register so we can make plans for you. We do have limited seating. We ask that you do that. Gene and I want to thank each of you for your letters, your emails, your recognition of our 54th wedding anniversary and 48th year of full-time ministry. We've been celebrating those the past week. And so thank you. Thank you for all of your kind words. Very thankful, grateful. Thank you for praying with us here on BPN Radio. We're going to be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, and we just ask you to have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.